Good morning. It's Sunday, 10th of January. Our middle reading today is Psalm 22. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield, The Praises of Israel. I read. There could be no more graphic picture of a man in the throes of death than that contained in verses 14 to 17. I am poured out like water is representative of human weakness, of all strength and energy having ebbed away. A good illustration of the figure is to be found in 2 Samuel 14, verse 14. For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. All my bones are out of joint. Not literally, but his whole frame was racked with pain, as if, in fact, every joint had been dislocated. My heart has become like wax, molten in the midst of my bowels. Burning, searing pain was experienced. The vital saps and juices of the body were dried up. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. It is worth comparing these words with the description of David's agony of spirit after his sin, as described in Psalm 32. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. It seems that in some ways the experiences of the Lord Jesus when God made him an offering for sin were similar to the distress of the sinner when the true nature of his actions was brought home to him. Yet all these things had been brought upon Jesus by the hand of God, for it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It was by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God that he was taken, for thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Dogs had compassed him about. The assembly of the wicked enclosed him. So he says, they pierced my hands and my feet. It is interesting to notice how the enemies of the Lord are likened to beasts, bulls, lions, dogs. For that is what men become when they forget that they are created in the image of God and give themselves over to all manner of degradation and wickedness. The latter part of verse 16 is, perhaps, the clearest reference to crucifixion in the Old Testament. It is referred to at least four times in later books of scriptures, twice in the Gospel records, where it is stated that they crucified him. And immediately the words are linked with verse 18 of the psalm, which tells how they parted his garments among them and cast lots on his vesture. So the picture was complete. As they looked and stared upon him, he could count all his bones, having been reduced to a living skeleton. So he cried, but be thou not far off, O Lord. O thou, my succour, haste thee to help me, and deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Once again his enemies are likened to dogs, not the domesticated pets that we are used to, but the half-wild, dirty, unkempt, hungry and savage creatures that inhabit eastern villages and cities. It was a fitting description for those who, whatever their social standing, were really no better than a common rabble, as with malicious delight they gazed upon the sufferings of the one whom God, in his love, had given for the sins of the world. Which brings us to remember that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let us give thanks for that love this Sunday morning as we share bread and wine in remembrance of our Master's sacrifice. Thank you for listening.